I do want to say something. I was asked, so the Lifetime Achievement Award that was given today to Peter Selby.
Oh, great.
And Peter Selby was the one, he helped me set up my fellowship, right? So I met him when I was a PGY 4 or 5, and I have a lot of ideas, and I can never put them together, right? And so I met with him. I was like, I'm thinking of doing addiction fellowship, right? Because, I was like, no, but I also want to do geriatric psychiatry. Oh, no, but I also want to work in a lab. Oh, no, but I also want to do this. And he showed me a couple of metaphors, right? And he was a little bit sort of like firm around like this idea or that idea. And he gave me an opportunity that I could try all those things and still sort of, because normally when you're at U of T and stuff, you have these all-star trainees, right? The one medical student that we met with a few times here, right? Like it's like everything's lined up. They have these people. It's not often that as someone who's maybe has a variety of interests, you get sort of that mentor for it. And I wasn't sure how to frame it, right? Like how do you bring up someone that was so great? And then it just sort of hit me that. And the one thing about him, I mean, he has $100 million in grants. He has like this, that, 300 papers. I don't know. Like the stuff he's done is phenomenal. It was that every year that I was at ChemH and afterwards, I'll run into somebody where he just shaped their life. So for example, someone was trained in Brazil. How do you get a license in Canada? Trained in Iran. How do you get a license in Canada? Someone wants to do research. How do you get a protected lab? And then I share the story of my mom, right? So when she came here, she couldn't get the residency spot she wanted. It was very hard for her to finish her. They sent me to India for a year or two, right? Because it was too hard to do both.
Yeah.
And throughout the path, there was all this, I don't want to use the word discrimination because we're so blessed and lucky, but there was all these situations where it's like not okay that it was happening. And somehow she got through it. And the reason I think she got through it, because there was all these different Peter Selbys in her life then. And so it's like, even though he's hit all the academic stuff, it's just the fact that there's all these people that he helped them find a profession, find a trade, find a craft here, right? And his wife gave me a hug after because she thought it was like so sweet. And the whole week I was like, should I withdraw? Should I not do it? I was like, Jen, can I get somebody else to do it?
Yeah.
She's like, so I just think it was just, it's not often that you get to thank someone that indirectly helped you, right? There's certain people that help me that I see them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, but him, it was just like, it was a few interactions, about a year and a half, 2 years that he was around. And it was almost by watching how he is with different people, what he does, what he evolved.
Yeah.
And you know, the one thing, like, you see me at workshops, right?
Yeah.
So when I get workshops, I get excited and you sometimes see it in people's eyes. And looking back, you know, it wasn't actually Tim. Tim Gimo was like my mentor who helped me learn how to do workshops. It was actually Peter Selby. So I did a workshop with Peter Selby and I saw that same look and all the, and I was thinking, well, because he has that too. So not only is he like the whole like scientist and this and that, not only has he inspired, like when he gives the workshop, so that was like the energy that I feel like maybe it was from him that I got it from.
Nice.
So huge. Yeah.
So I've heard this name a thousand times in a thousand different contexts. Why don't, for people that are watching, why don't you tell us who Peter Selby is?
Yeah, so Peter Selby, family doc by training. He worked at St. Joe's for a while doing some pregnancy and addiction stuff. And then he was at ChemH for a few decades and he was like the leader there.
Okay.
He somehow got funding for this nicotine clinic. We had a whole nicotine clinic
building.
Okay,
so yes, that's one of the things I remember because you were talking about for a nicotine award as well. So that's why.
It's not easy to get funding to build a building within a large institution.
Okay.
You know, like, and somehow they created this whole nicotine clinic there. He's on numerous grants. Every time I go to any sort of like when I go to the States or when I go to the Canadian, like everybody knows him. They always have great things to say about him. He's built so many programs, so many education modules, stuff for medical students, stuff for residents. And he's mentored so many very, very successful people. Like, I don't know how to, I almost like wish I had more time because then I would have loved to have gotten like a video of like 20 people that he'd inspired.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been the ideal. But I got the text like Friday, last Friday. And then I was like, then I was like, what do I do for this week?
So he liked the award?
I think so.
And his wife liked the award. His wife liked your talk. That's a good
yeah,
thing.
She gave me a hug. I barely talked to her, right? It was nice. Just so nice to,
yeah,
to see that. So I just, it's not often you get a chance to thank someone that's really helped
yes,
you.
So it seems like you had about a decade away from him too. So it's nice to kind of come back.
Right? Yeah, because I barely talked to him. Like I think there was a couple of team meetings I'll be around that I'll see him, but it's been a decade I've not seen him. But these stories shape you, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
And I still meet people that he's helping.
Yeah,
constantly.
Nice. Okay, you know, like so he's still at it.
Still at it, yeah. like a friend just got a huge grant, you know, and it was Selby that like mentored him, connected him to all the people. Yeah. Every now and then there'll be like an IMG that's like finding their place in Canada, and he's somehow been a part of it. We're like getting that spot. So I don't just, it's not of you to thank someone that's helped you. So.
Do you think that's, you know, I always, somebody asked me something, I don't know, about you in the last couple of days, and I said, well, you know, the good thing about Whip is he likes to empower other people. Like that's he gets off on that's
the only thing that motivates me. You know,
he rarely take credit for the stuff that he's done, but he'll often give credit to somebody else who had nothing to do with it, but just to empower that person or had a little bit to do with it.
I do not empower inauthentically.
No. But it'd be more like you to do it in an encouraging way. Yeah. If someone had a 2% role in something, you'd make it sound like it was a 75% role just to make them go to a 10% next time. And that's something that I always found so, I don't know, refreshing and novel about people these days, right? Nobody, everybody's trying to take credit for stuff they didn't do. And you're trying
to... Oh, but it's shifting. It's shifting a little bit.
A little bit is shifting. All right.
Know?
But do you think you got that from him?
Definitely part of it. Like, there was a reason I noticed it. There was a reason I was drawn to it. I probably got that from my mom too, right?
Okay.
So she always just praises you, even if you're doing like mediocre stuff, right?
Yeah. So, and she helps her colleagues, and then she's that type
at
of
least
person.
That's what I've noticed. Yeah. Like,
okay.
So like when she started doing papers, she'd always put her colleagues' names first and last, right? And if she was like getting case reports with residents, showcase the residents. She ran the research day for a while when she was doing more of that stuff, and it was always about the other people and
nice.
Stuff. That's
okay.
always how she did things, you know, and.
These are the people that shaped you.
Yeah. So
there you go.
Very, very, very good conference.
All right.
And I hope we get to talk more about it because I think there's other stuff that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thanks for watching. If you like what you saw, please feel free to like and subscribe. That way you'll get notified when we come out with new content. We try to come out with new content about every week or so. So anyway, thanks again and see you soon.